Welcome to Crown of Life Baptist Church.
The love of God is greater far than tongue or pen can ever tell. It goes beyond the highest star and reaches to the lowest hell. The guilty pair bowed down with care. God gave his son to win. His erring child he reconciled and pardoned from his sin. Could we with ink the ocean fill, and were the skies of parchment made, were every stalk on earth a quill, and every man a scribe by trade,
saints and angels song.
Good morning, Central Indiana. You are listening to Pastor Greg DeZula of Crown of Life Baptist Church, currently meeting at the Wyndham Hotel Noblesville. We invite you to join our Sunday morning service at 10 o'clock, preparing hearts to embrace God's Word and desiring His coming kingdom. God is calling sinners to the cross, and He is calling believers to the crown. Enjoy today's program with Pastor Greg DeZula. Be listening to the end of today's program for opportunities on how you can support this radio ministry. Jesus said, "Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life."
Today's sermon came to me last September when I ended up on my back in the hospital because of COVID. I could not believe how sick and fatigued I got by this genetically engineered communist Wuhan, China, CCP bioweapon that has ravaged our nation along with many others since the winter of 2020. I appreciate the on-duty ER doctor and nurses for their swift response to my very low blood oxygen level. They are ever in my prayers and thoughts. I recovered quickly after receiving the monoclonal antibody infusion like so many others treated with this similar product. You doctors and nurses who truly care about the recovery of your patients are well deserving of the title heroes. May the Lord richly reward you now and in the age to come. But may the Lord recompense evil to those hypocrites, liars, and bumbling idiotic fools in Washington, D.C., the UN, the World Health Organization, the World Economic Forum, and the wicked vaccine manufacturers who love the praises of men, the love of titles, the padding of their pockets, which is the love of money, the root of all evil. Remember, you white-collar extortionists, depopulation fanatics, and goons at the FBI, CIA, and Justice Department, One day your corpse will go to the grave and you will meet your Maker and experience the terror of the Lord, for He will remember the terror you imposed upon the unsuspecting and innocent human beings in your lifetime. Read about the rich man and Lazarus in Luke chapter 16 and read 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 11. The Bible says it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of the needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God. All the gold and silver on earth will not buy you out of the torment of hell and the lake of fire. 60 million helpless babies slaughtered in the womb cry out to God from the grave. Their voices resonate in the ear of the Almighty. And be sure He knows your diabolical plans to eliminate millions of others with these forced injections of dangerous mRNA spike proteins, synthetic metallic nanoparticles, and who knows what else they are lacing these injections with. You think I'm angry? Wait until these reprobates stand in front of the Lord Almighty. Read the second psalm to get a glimpse of the Lord's wrath toward the atheistic, God-hater world leaders and their henchmen. The Lord gave me this message entitled, "Where is God?" because I have been frustrated with the continual moral deterioration of our nation decade after decade after decade, no matter all the efforts conservative patriots and fundamental Christian leaders have accomplished to sound the alarm and trumpet the call for our nation and her churches to repent. To no avail. The political process and moral standards continually erode away. Our nation has gone from a beautiful constitutional Christian republic where God truly shed His grace upon it to an absolute abomination, much like Sodom and Gomorrah, which God will ultimately destroy. As God first removed Lot and his family from Sodom, so will He remove His endearing saints from off the earth before its final destruction. But until then, we must endure suffering. The title of my message stems from Elijah's profound words when he was holding the mantle of Elijah after Elijah was whisked from the earth by the chariot of fire. Elijah said, "Where is the Lord God of Elijah?" Elijah immediately received an answer. So I asked in our day and age, where is the Lord God of the Black Robe Regiment preachers that boldly bellowed forth the doctrine of liberty from tyrants who murdered the innocent? These Black Robe Regiment preachers did not entangle their churches with incorporation. They clearly understood the church was sovereign on its own. Every preacher in America 245 years ago used the same Bible, which was divinely inspired in its English language just as much as it was inspired in its original tongue. It wasn't copyrighted by some wretched publishing house that is more interested in its bottom line than the purity and integrity of God's Word. America is reaping the dire consequences of ignoring this stern warning spoken by the Spirit-led revelator, the Apostle John. For I testify unto every man that heareth the words of the prophecy of this book, Genesis to Revelation. If any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book. What are we facing now in America and the whole world with COVID? Communism also is a violent plague. And if any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life and out of the holy city and from the things which are written in this book. As the church goes, so goes the nation. It is not the other way around. The churches are supposed to be the gatekeepers of righteousness and the preserver of the oracles of God in a nation, especially our beloved republic. At the day of reckoning, Jesus Christ will not hold this century of churches blameless. Be sure your sins will find you out. For unto whomsoever much is given, of him much is required. Where is God? Part 6.
You know, it's easy to get up here in the pulpit and say, oh, things are going to get better, and oh, you know, the world's going to change, and you have all the right-wing patriots that are praying, and the red states, you know, we're going to turn the country around, and we're going to correct the whole election process, and we're going to get rid of this crowd, this tyrannical crowd that's in politics today. we'll reverse what's going on in the whole vaccine mandates and the lockdowns and the flooding of our nation with immigrants. But, you know, is that really the truth? I was at a rally. Brother Jeff and I were at a rally yesterday downtown, and a preacher got up there, and that's how he ended it. Oh, everything's going to be rosy. You know, it's going to turn around. We're going to turn it around. And I've heard other preachers of his charismatic kind of preacher. Oh, you know, God's in control and God's going to reverse these things. Yeah, he will when he comes back. He will when he comes back. But the power is not in the people. The more I read these stories of these Black Robe Regiment preachers and study this and taking a greater interest or taking a new interest, renewed interest of getting back into studying these chaplains and clergies, the power was in the church. The power was in the pulpit that steered the people, reading some stories this morning, that encourage the American people and change those who were on the fence of fighting the British or were taking the King George's side in the battle that was to take place. It was the preachers that came and preached in the meeting house, in the church house, in the public square that got people to line up and put on the regiment coats and go and fight with the Minutemen and become part of George Washington's regiment or other generals' regiment. It was the preachers that went into the rural areas to persuade the farmers and the more rural areas of the colonies to persuade them of the cause and the purpose of liberty. It was the and it wasn't just one or two preachers. It was church house after church house after church house after church house. Where is God? That came to me while I was laying there in the hospital bed. Where is God? How did we get here? Why am I sitting here dying of a biological weapon? How did this? I mean, I fought flu after flu and bronchitis after bronchitis, cold and stomach flus, taught in school, been around kids, catch everything that kids get. And, you know, yeah, knocks me out for a day or two, and I'm back on my feet. Maybe have a hoarse voice or laryngitis for a week. But how did this happen? And just, you know, texting this person and that person, they're texting me, and, you know, boom, boom, all these people are knocked out, you know, with the same thing and suffering the same thing and saying, I've never been through anything like this. Sharon says, I have had cancer. I'm a cancer survivor. I had chemo. I had radiation. I had other surgeries, and this is the worst thing I've ever been through. Worst thing, she said, I've ever been through. So where is God in the midst of this pandemic and CCP takeover of America? How is this? How does this happen? How do we have so much election fraud? How did that mastermind work? So, you know, some of the TV commentators, or I should say conservative commentators, not TV, but your conservative commentators in some of these, like Newsmax and NTD News and Mike Lindell's TV. I don't know who said it, but basically they're right when somebody made this statement. The CCP outsmarted Trump. The communist Chinese Communist Party outsmarted Trump. They moved in such a way to get the election overturned, and just the whole process of the election. You're telling me Biden got 81 million votes? 81 million votes? He can't get 12 people to come and hear him speak. And Trump is still getting thousands, tens of thousands of people coming to his rallies. Rally after rally after rally. I mean, that whole pandemic was a planned biological attack to overcome the Republican and conservative platform. And we're going to have to fight tooth and nail. I mean, the American Revolution, they had realized it's time. Tyranny, you know, resistance to tyranny is obedience to God, was one of the hallmarks of the battle. Resistance to tyranny is obedience to God. So we have to resist tyranny. But will we win this battle like our forefathers won the Revolutionary War? But they don't have the churches backing them. So where is the God of America of 1776? I ask these questions. You have them in your notes. Where is the Lord God that birthed this great nation? How did America come to this point of debauchery, depravity, wickedness, genocide, tyranny, and a host of unbelievable perversions and biblical fulfillment of satanic globalism and ideology? What happened to liberty, freedom, and constitutionally guaranteed unalienable God-given rights that our forefathers fought to defend and died for? Where is the God that is the author of liberty? Where is the Spirit of the Lord? Where is it? Where is the Spirit of the Lord? Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty, not licensure. Let me give you a freedom you have that you've lost. It's called the right of locomotion. Now, this is not a locomotive talking about the locomotive engine. The right of locomotion. The right to go from point A to point B by any means you so choose to get there. Did our forefathers have to get a license to ride a horse? Did they have to get a license to ride a horse? Did they have to get a license to drive a team of horses in a carriage? Did they have to have a license to do that? No. They were trained up. They trained the young people to learn to do that when they got older. Where did a license to drive a car from point A to point B come from? Government thought it was an opportunity to take the American people who were already being dumbed down 100 years ago and say, oh, well, you need a license to drive a car. What is the roads called? Does the government own the roads? They're public right-of-ways. Freeways. They're free, right? Very good term. Public right-of-ways. The horse-drawn carriages went on those before the cars. But the people got accustomed to being licensed. Just putting a gas engine and a motor into a vehicle with a chassis doesn't change the right of locomotion. When were you tested on your qualification to drive a car? One time when you were young. One time you were taught how to drive a vehicle on the highway. We've lost that right a long time ago. It's called the right of locomotion, from going by any means of conveyance you so choose. And J. just a sweeping, you don't own your property anymore. Here's a way to shut down the school boards and CRT being taught in the schoolroom. Here's the way the American people should handle it. This is the way our forefathers would have handled it. The founding of this country, say, we're keeping our money. We're keeping our property tax. We're not paying that property tax that pays for the school. Boy, you want to see how fast the unions, school unions and teachers would get in line and if the people said, we're not paying it anymore? Hello? Yes? Am I right? That's the way you stop CRT. That's the way you stop the trash that they're preaching in the schools. This has got to be the mantra that's coming out of the church. Get government out of education and put God back in. But do you hear that from the churches? No. And you know what the people, you know, Christians are sold, oh, this voucher program, and preachers are sold into the voucher programs of the educational system. Oh, the voucher program, it's wonderful because now the Christian schools can get it. Kim learned this phrase from Dr. Dixon, and if you sat under his preaching for any period of time, you would know it. It just comes out of Kim's mouth like saying her own name. Come shekels, come shackles. Yes, the government, right, Judy? Right, Jerry? You've heard Dr. Dixon. If he said it once, he said it 100 million times. You take money from the government, there's strings attached. Oh, it's good. It's very good money for the Christian schools. But it dumbs down the education. It dumbs down the education. And guess what? Oh, but if you take our money, you have to have the I step. You have to have the I step. Oh, but the I step is teaching CRT over here. And so if you get a lousy grade on the I-STEP because your Christian curriculum doesn't line up with the I-STEP test, then you get a D rating or lower from the state and you can't get any more money from the state. They won't grant you any more vouchers or even pay for the kids that are already in the school for the next year. And you have to get your grade up. So what does that cause the school system to do? Change the curriculum to line up with the I-STEP program. We used it when we had a Christian school. How many remember taking SATs when you were young? Did you take the SAT test? We took the SAT test. The school would send them off to the big 8 SAT, you know, organization. They would grade it, and they put all your grades in a national scale. Well, we did the same thing. We, in the Christian school, we used the SAT scores to just see how, but we didn't submit that all that data and all their names to the national organization. We graded the SAT just to see how we were doing from year after year. And you know where we failed? What subject, Judy, did we fail? Almost every student in our school fell in. What subject did everybody fail in? Social studies. Social studies. Because we're teaching world history and U.S. history, and our grades were always low. But we didn't tell the SAT that. We just used that as a guide. But we didn't change our curriculum so that we could pull that score up in the Christian curriculum. Because we were teaching world history, civics. We had civic material. And so I asked the question, where is God? And it's based upon Elijah when he took up the mantle. What is the mantle? The coat, the jacket of Elijah that fell from him when he was taken up by the chariot of fire. And he smote the waters and said, where is the Lord God of Elijah? The issue here is taking up the mantle. Taking up the mantle. That's an expression, it's a phrase we've used in America, taking up the mantle. He followed Elijah. He was there everywhere Elijah went. And when he was translated out of the earth by the chariot of fire, he took up his mantle. Where is the Lord God of Elijah? And when he also had smitten the waters, they parted hither, thither, and Elijah went over. Immediately God gave him an answer. The power of God, the Spirit of God, he got a double dose of the Spirit because that's what he requested from Elijah before he was taken up. And Elisha had the power of God, and God answered that question, and immediately the waters parted of the Jordan River, just like they parted when Elijah did it before he was translated to cross over. And so I'm justified to ask the same question. We're justified to ask the same question. Where is God in the whole situation in America? Where is he? A nation that was birthed 245 years ago, and now we're watching a nation that's no better than Sodom and Gomorrah. Now, I wasn't saved years ago, but what happened to churches in America when they took prayer and the Bible out of the public schools? How did they just sit idly by and say, okay? See, it was separation of church and state, not separation of God and state. It was not separation of Bible and state. It was separation of church and state. Not one denomination having control or power in the government to tax other denominations or suppress them or go after them as they did in Europe and tax other denominations of people. No. Each denomination was to act civilly, have their independence, and the government wasn't to take one side or the other. But it still was a nation under God. And the Word of God was the guiding light for the birth of this nation. Liberty came from the Holy Bible. The concept of liberty and living with peace in our hearts towards one another comes from the Holy Bible. That's not our true nature. We had to learn it from God. God had to impart it. It was imparted in the pulpits to the people how to conduct themselves in a civilized nation.
You have been listening to Greg DeZula of Crown of Life Baptist Church. Join us every Sunday morning here on Freedom 95 at 7:30 and Sunday service at 10 a.m. Currently meeting at the Wyndham Hotel, formerly the Cambria Hotel, 13,500 Tegler Drive, Noblesville, where you will hear the hard-hitting truths found in the Word of God, unabashedly proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ and His coming kingdom from the inerrant and infallible King James Bible, the true voice of freedom. If you enjoy this programming and would like to send support, please mail to P.O. Box 47201, Indianapolis, Indiana 46247-0201. Your financial support is tremendously appreciated. Email Pastor Greg at gdzula@gmail.com. That's gdzula@gmail.com. We look forward to hearing from you.